This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. In Iraq, fighting continues today in Sadr City. That's the Shiite slum in Baghdad. More than 2 million people live there.
For more than a month, both U.S. soldiers and Iraqi forces have been trying to quell the violence there. Forces loyal to Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr have been battling Iraqi government soldiers.
Since the fighting began about 6 weeks ago, 1,000 Iraqis have been killed in Sadr City. NPR's Tom Bowman is in Baghdad. Tom, in the last few days, the parliament in Iraq has been talking about how to end this fighting and grappling with this issue. What are they talking about?
Well, Jalal Talabani, he's a president of Iraq. He sent a letter to parliament basically saying, let's try to come up with a truce here. And one of his suggestions is for the fighters to turn in their medium and heavy weapons. Also, he's proposing an amnesty for those who have not killed either Iraqi or American forces. Now, the Sadrists in parliament, they're really concerned about the loss of civilian life, they say there. They're saying they also don't have any heavy weapons. And if the Iraqi forces want to come in without the Americans, they'd be happy to have them come in. But they're still debating it. And one of the Sadr members of parliament, Nasser al-Rubayeh, during the debate in parliament, he basically said the invasion forces, meaning the United States, they're carrying out what he calls aggressive attacks in Sadr City, including airstrikes against Sadr City. And then he asked, could someone tell me how to counter airstrikes? Is there any other force to stop the airplanes? Other members of parliament, they're really worried. They say that Americans are using too much heavy firepower. They're using rocket attacks, unmanned drones, firing missiles, tank rounds. Now, the American military will say, listen, we're going to do what we have to protect our soldiers.
Well, until relatively recently, there seemed to be a truce. The fighting was reignited in Basra back in March. And is it just getting heavier and heavier and spiraling out of control?
That's a good question. It seems to be in Sadr City. The death toll is increasing. More fighters are taking to the street. I sat down with a Mehdi Army commander last week, and he told me that he is maintaining the ceasefire, but about 600 of the 2,000 soldiers under his command are joining the fight in Sadr City. He said they're defending their neighborhoods, defending their families. So while the truce appears to still be holding, that eight-month truce that was set up by Muqtada al-Sadr, the head of the Mehdi Army, a lot of his fighters aren't abiding by it and are joining the fight in Sadr City.
Now, how in control is Muqtada al-Sadr? Is he directing this, or are these, in fact, a separate group?
Well, the Americans say they're special groups, Iranian-trained remnants of the Mehdi Army that are fighting here. That's the official line. Some American officers I talk with say it's really amorphous. They kind of go back and forth between these special groups and the Mehdi Army. We don't know who really is fighting. There is a question about control and how much control Sadr has over his Mehdi Army. It seems to be splintering. But the other thing we're seeing, too, is there seems to be even more support now for Sadr, particularly in Sadr City, because of the heavy-handed tactics the civilians say are being used against the fighters in Sadr City. There's growing hatred for Maliki in Sadr City and growing hatred for the Americans there as well.
Is it possible that we're seeing the beginnings of a civil war between various Shiite factions in Iraq?
We could be seeing that. And we're also seeing in other areas of Baghdad, elements of the Mehdi Army seem to be popping up fighting Iraqi and American forces. So we don't know how far this will go. Will the entire city erupt? What we're seeing now is a lot of families are heading out of Sadr City. Beforehand, in the last few weeks during the fighting, you would see families and people move from one part of Sadr City to another. Now we're seeing hundreds of families actually leaving Sadr City, and the government plans to put them up at a sports stadium just outside of Sadr City. There's a real worry, you know, obviously among the civilians about where this thing is heading, and will it spiral out of control?
NPR's Tom Bowman speaking from Baghdad. Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome.